Obama, Trump administration identifying possible causes of autism as violence against the truth. By Hannah Knudsen on September 25, 2025. The Trump administration looking into the dramatic rise of autism and revealing possible causes such as a link to Tylenol consumption in pregnant women is violence against the truth, former President Barack Obama claims. We have the spectacle of my successor in the Oval Office making broad claims around certain drugs and autism that have been continuously disproved, he began, likely referencing Monday's Make America Healthy Again MAHA announcement, which featured President Donald Trump and public health officials warning of a possible link between the consumption of Tylenol during pregnancy and increased risk of autism. Despite chatter from liberal women who said they will trust the science, Trump did not make this announcement on a whim, as the potential risks are detailed in a Harvard study. However, Obama said this undermines public health, the degree to which that can do harm to women who are pregnant, the degree to which that creates anxiety for parents who do have children who are autistic, which, by the way, itself, is subject to a spectrum, and a lot of what is being trumpeted is these massive increases actually have to do with a broadening of the criteria across that spectrum so that people can actually get services and help. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, shows that 1 in 31 children in the United States have autism, a dramatic rise in recent years. Because of that, the Trump administration made it clear from the beginning that it would look into the root causes of this rise, wherever it may lead. Obama, however, feels this is a violence against the truth. Notably, Obama made no mention of the violence against the truth when former President Joe Biden falsely told Americans all across the country that the coronavirus jab prevented both transmission and infection from the virus. This week, old social media posts from Tylenol's X account revealed that the brand itself advised against pregnant women taking the drug. One post from March 7, 2017, states, "We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concerns today." Another post shows the brand writing, "Congrats on your upcoming edition. So exciting. It'd be great to touch base real quick since we haven't tested Tylenol to be used during pregnancy, and see what coupons we have for baby." Trump on Monday said the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. Some pregnant liberal women have reacted in dramatic ways, posting over-the-top videos of themselves downing Tylenol in a defiant effort to prove Trump wrong. However, this challenge has already proven dangerous, as one nurse, Nicole Sirotek with American Frontline Nurses, revealed she received a call from a panicked husband, explaining that his pregnant wife overdosed on Tylenol and is now on a ventilator and in liver failure. "She's going to die," the nurse said. "And it's just so sad because he has to make the choice of them going and trying to emergency deliver this baby, and the baby may not survive. Baby's gonna spend a long time in the NICU. Hopefully the baby will survive. And remember, guys, preemies have complications. Even if they do survive," Sirotek continued, adding, "Did they have more children? They lost their mother. Baby's not going to grow up with mom. He lost his whole life. If this baby dies too, all because of TikTok challenges. Everybody wants like, well, not everybody, but maybe these crazy liberal women, they like, literally hate Trump so bad that she killed herself and her baby potentially," she added.